The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning! It's Saturday morning, March 21st. It's sunny here, so that means I get to get out and do some regular work. But first, this is Brightside Morning Comics. Thanks for checking in. I'm DJ, and this morning I have a really cool interview. This one made me feel a lot better. I talked to Martin from Apotheosis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri, and he has a different take, a little bit more positive take. Not that I'm negative, but the last few days over here, I've been kind of beat down by the bleak outlook for a lot of stuff that's going on around here. And, you know, Martin made me feel a lot better. Looking forward to you guys hearing it. So let's just get right to it. And I'll be back after that. So let's check it out. All right, this morning we're going to be talking with Martin from Apotheosis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri, correct?
That's right, yeah.
So, Martin, how are you doing out there? Are you still open?
Yes, we're still open. We're going to stay open as long as the federal government will tell us we can stay open, local federal government. You know, we're taking every precaution necessary to make sure everyone is healthy. You know, we're wiping down the surfaces after every customer leaves. We're cleaning the store every hour. We're moving the cash machines so we can stay within, you know, outside that 6-foot range. And, you know, keep the door open so less people have to use the handle. But, man, it's strange times. I mean, it's really hard to, not be able or to have to stand off from somebody or not shake their hand or give them a hug when they come in the store.
Yeah.
They're tossing them. You know, it's weird. Real weird.
Yeah, it is. My family jokes with me. I'm in normal circumstances, I'm an 8-foot person. I'm not a people person. So I'm like, what? I got to bring them in 2 feet closer? But in these situations, you do start to feel closer to people and you want to shake their hand and help them. And just to say, I'm there for you, but you can't in this situation. One of the unique things I thought about you guys and how we met is I found you, you know, I heard that you had a bar in your comic book store, which I thought was awesome. And you've been a supporter of ours since like day one. You're a great guy. I've never met you in person, but we've talked before. Do you guys still have your bar open, or has that been shut down?
We don't do drafts. We don't do mixed cocktails. We don't do shots. Everything is in cans.
Yeah.
So we allow customers to, you know, we'll take a can and we'll give it to them at the register. Just today, as a matter of fact, the city lifted the ban on our permit to allow us to do deliveries and sell like a liquor store. So we can now sell beer to go, which is a whole new thing for us that we have to figure out how to do as well.
Wow. Yeah, I actually just heard about that here. My son came to me and said New Hampshire just did something similar to that, where if you're serving takeout, you can now serve alcohol to them while they wait or something. And
yeah,
somebody tweeted out your move, Massachusetts. So it's like, I'm like, you know, both sides, the government and people, we're both trying to figure this out and trying to, you know, make everybody happy and keep businesses going.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's, the situation's changing day by day and in some cases hour by hour. I mean, we're hearing that there are, certainly in St. Louis, they're not going to enforce evictions. They're not turning off water. They're not going to turn off electricity. There's a lot of things they're going to do to make sure people can stay in their house and businesses can not get burdened by all this. So that's great to know. Being able to adapt to it all has been a big challenge. And, you know, we're kind of just taking it as much as we can, as fast as we can. You know, the time's running out.
Yeah.
However, I will say this. What is interesting about this whole thing is, like, our entire careers have been about heroes saving the day from world-ending disasters, right? And how people cope with that. Like, we've read these stories before. And so we know it's going to turn out all right, but living through them is a little more surreal. It's, I think that's interesting. I think just like a month ago, Marvel had a book, Contagion, out or something, right, about a deadly disease that was affecting everybody.
Yeah. And, well, have you seen the Bill Gates video on Twitter about that he predicted this, like, in 2015? He said it wouldn't be, like, nuclear war that got us. It would be something. He was, if you see, search it, you Google it, and you'll find it. And it's basically describing exactly what we're going through right now. And he's like, that's what's going to take us over us in. And it was like, ugh. How is the customer flow? How much has it been reduced for you guys?
I got to be honest with you, we've had really great sales the last week and a half. We're hitting our numbers. We're surpassing our numbers. And it's because customers are trying to get whatever they can before it's too late,
right?
Which I understand. So the business side of it hasn't been too bad, but we know that we're facing this cliff here with we still have – biggest problem is oncoming orders, right? We know that we've got new books coming in next week. We're hearing a little bit out of Diamond. We're still hearing more out of Image and some of the other publishers. I think we need to hear something from Marvel and DC about how they're going to help. And, you know, there's just always kind of a looming threat of, we got the cash flow is good now, but we need to hold on to it and make it stretch as long as we possibly can. I think that's kind of the biggest fear we have right now. So sales been great, but we know it's going to run out soon.
That's the best news I've had in the last couple of days, because a lot around here is, you're like more in a city area, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And around here, it's more rural, so it's a little further to get to your local comic book store. So I think that I'm hearing about comic book stores around here that are closing for good, because they're not going to survive it, because the customers can't get there. And then I'm also hearing a few people say, like, customers are coming out because that's the only place they can go right now. And they're like venturing out. So, but around here, I'm not hearing the good news. I'm hearing from you that it's, you know, you're doing well. That's great. But it's, you know, I'm hearing a lot more sadder stories here.
That's heartbreaking. And I think, you know, we're going to, in St. Louis City here, I think we're certainly going to see some of that as well. We don't know when. I checked in with other shops around our area just to see how they're doing, see how we can help, see how we can help each other. And, so I haven't really checked in about, I haven't heard any doomsday stories yet, but I imagine they're coming. You know, I think that what we can do as owners is we got to find a way that we can continue to provide or be sources of hope that kind of like our comics, you know, provide for us. You know, we started doing a thing here in St. Louis where we are filling up little libraries with some of our back issues.
Yeah,
we're finding little places where people are meeting. We're leaving stacks of comics so these kids can have them. The delivery business has been helpful as well. And we're taking orders over the phone, putting a stack of comics together, and taking them out the door to go meet them.
Yeah.
So that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that around here too. A lot of people are offering that. Not a lot of people are taking them up on it. A few deliveries here and there I'm hearing, but I'm hearing a lot more people, the ones that want they want to get out and get them if they can.
Yeah.
You know, so they, I know one story, a gentleman said, do you have curbside? Then he asked for curbside and he was going to come and pick it up. And then when he got to the curbside, he just came in the store. he was like, you know what? I'm here. I'll come in. And it's, you know, so it's that part. And that's why I wanted to start doing this. This is our bright side. We're going to do this morning. This is our second morning podcast. And just trying to do more and more of these to keep people like yourself and other stores communicating. One of the questions I'm asking everybody is, what can customers do to help you guys? Obviously, buy comics, but do you have any creative ideas on what they can do to help you guys, to keep you guys in, you know, supported?
You know, I think we have a lot of writers, we have a lot of artists, we have a lot of people very talented, and they, you know, I think one of the things that I would like to see more when I'm trying to figure out how to do this is, you know, let's, any kind of artwork they can contribute or any kind of thing they can help us put up or thing we can share on Instagram. Right now, you know, I think comic book stores, if we can't make money, we're doing to make people happy and hopeful. And, you know, what I'm asking my customers is, hey, can you come and drop off comics to the libraries? Can you help us? You know, you've got time in your hands. Can you help us like, do a window display? Can you do some artwork? Can you share something online? We're trying to figure that out too. You know, the question comes down to, you know, what do we do when people don't have money? And how do they, you know, comic books are a very unessential survival thing, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If we can find out how to eat them, that'd be great. But I think that right now is it's really just kind of finding our customers' creative outputs and figuring a way to channel that. I mean, give everyone something to do, something to contribute. And that's really what I think what I'm going to start doing as a store owner, as the sales start dropping down. You know, we've got to be a symbol of hope, and we've got to be a symbol of that we can get through this. So I think that's what comic books have taught us since we started reading them, and I think now it's time to maybe live that example a little bit. That's kind of what I've been thinking about.
That's awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And I mean, I love that idea because it gets the customer involved that maybe they weren't in the past, but we're at a time like this when people want to get involved. And like you said, people got time on their hands. If you want to get involved, it makes you feel a part of something. And then that'll pay off in the long run too. Cause now, I mean, you're making new friends and it's, you know, meeting new people and having new experiences. And that's going to pay off in the long run.
And I also think that our shops have a really good opportunity here just for some business advice to really become more entrenched in our communities and build stronger bonds with our customers. I mean, right now, everyone is scared. No one knows what's going to happen next. If we can provide some sense of hope or creative outlet for our customers when this whole thing is over, I think our business will be better. I think that our customers will know that we are looking out for them and we're not just trying to suck them dry of cash all the time, you know, or that we're not like every other business. Like we're actually here to help make the world a better place because that's what we've been led to. That's what we've learned through comics is that you do what you can when you can for whomever you can. You know, that's the message of Spider-Man, Captain America and everybody else. And so now it's time to live those ideals a little bit. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to be your own hero.
Exactly right, yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. That's great. Awesome. Awesome, Martin. Thank you very much. This has been great. We'll definitely talk again. It's been too long. I'm going to be doing this every morning, so we'll probably touch base real soon.
Cool. Yeah, let me know how I can help.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. See ya.
So thanks again to Martin. As you could tell, I still haven't learned my lesson on my interview skills. I forgot to ask Martin, where can we find him? So again, I will fill you in much like I did with Ernie yesterday. So that's Martin from Apothesis Comics and Lounge. You can find them on Twitter at ASTL Comics, or you can find them online at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Again, happen to have an extra $1 billion lying around, you want to throw a few bucks, or you just want to help out. As you could tell, Martin's a great guy. Just such a positive outlook and such great ideas. I love how he's incorporating the whole comic book idea. That was really fun for me to hear and really encouraging too. Like, you know, that whole be your own hero type thing and time to be a hero. Do what we read about. That was really, really cool and some really great advice on how we can all try and, you know, step up and help our comic book stores, which in turn it helps ourselves because this is the stuff we love and we want it to stick around. So again, like I asked yesterday, if anybody has anything, any stores they want me to talk to or that would like to talk to me, that would be great. Any ideas for this, anything at all, just you can email me at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com, or you can hit me on Twitter at @brightside_chat. You could DM me there as well. Anything we can do to help, anything anybody can do to help, ideas, anything, let me know. Let's keep comics rolling. Let's have some fun. I think tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm just going to have some fun tomorrow morning. So stay tuned. I'll be off the cuff and not knowing what the heck I'm doing. So that ought to be interesting. So have a great day, everybody. I will see you tomorrow morning. Stay safe.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.